Ai, tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi, hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo irirangi o te hiko tika. Iwa te kaumāwhitu ira, tahi te iarere. Ai, runga te wāia kōrero ko James Hita, ki te kōrero e pāna ki tēnei kerikeri, i roto i o mātou moana i tēnei wā, ko te ingoa o tērā Oceanic Voices, me tērā mahi tahi me Greenpeace, nō reira me tāria ke tātou ki aia, tēnā koe, James.
Tēnā koe.
Thank you again for joining us this morning. Let's start off a little bit more about who you are, where you're from, and what it is that you do.
Yeah, so my name's James, and I'm a hita from Ahipara. But basically, I grew up in Glen Innes in Auckland, and I've been really passionate about fighting for our people and our rights and the rights of our land and oceans along with that as well. And that's brought me to be the seabed mining campaigner at Greenpeace Aotearoa. So my job is to spread the message about deep sea mining and try and put a stop to it before it starts.
Mm. And so there's a specific kaupapa that you have started. You're launching Oceanic Voices today with the young Pacifica leaders, and their message is very clear. Ban seabed mining and protect the moana of the Pacific. Can you tell us a little bit more about this kaupapa?
Aye. So it's really important that at the heart of this campaign that we have Indigenous peoples, and you know that means us as Māori, but also our Pacific brothers and sisters as well. And it's really inspiring to me that these young people have wanted to stand up so firmly and put their foot down against seabed mining. And this particular kaupapa is calling on people all around the country, all around the world, to sign our petition, which is going to make seabed mining illegal, and we'll need to convince Jacinda Ardern to do that. So we need as many people to add their names to that list as possible. We've already gotten a couple of thousand more from these young Pacific people sharing that message, so we'd love to see even more of that as well.
Yeah, and you're talking about the younger generation, young people getting involved in this, and we have seen more of the younger generation getting involved in community issues, but also looking back at some of our hikoi that we did for deep sea oil drilling back in the days, there was a younger generation there to support their aunties, uncles, and the kaumātua there. So what kind of impact will this display, having young leaders stand up against this issue?
Well, there's a huge part of it being, you know, the sustainability of these really, really key issues to our people through generations. You know, we get our messages passed on down through our ancestors and our kuraua and kuia to then pass that on to our mokopuna and tamariki as well. So it's really important that our young people are standing up the way that they are, because then they can pass that message on to their kids and make sure that they learn from humanity's mistakes as well.
And you've spoken about this petition. You've just received a few thousand signatures for this petition, and you're hoping to get Jacinda Ardern on the side. What kind of numbers are you looking at to try and achieve this? Have you got any example of petitions where you'll be able to convince our current Prime Minister, our current government, to back this kaupapa and make deep sea oil drilling or deep sea mining illegal?
Aye, so we've got 30,000 at the moment, and as with all petitions, the more people that sign on, the more of an impact it's going to have when we deliver it to government. But we want to deliver it to government as soon as possible, so the more people that sign on sooner, the more names will be included in that list calling for this change. And it's something you can be really proud of, you know, and maybe a year's time when we finally got seabed mining banned, you know, that you were a part of that as well. So we're hoping to get to somewhere like 50,000 before we deliver it to the government.
And we are just approaching November. We are just about to the end of the year. Do you have a goal before Christmas that you'd want to achieve? As we do see a lot of pressing issues before our government at the moment, over and above the pandemic that we are trying to deal with at the moment. So what are you hoping to achieve before the end of the year?
Well, we really like New Zealand as and the government and the country to actually go through and call for a Pacific ban on or moratorium, a pause on seabed mining as well. But hopefully Te Pāti Māori's bill gets pulled and gets read, which is going to effectively ban seabed mining anyway, thanks to Fire Debbie. So If that could happen before the end of the year, or even the government wants to put that through in a ballot bypass and speed the process up, it's something they can do quite easily. So if they could do that, if people can call on them to do that, that would be amazing.
And with the past history that we've had in regards to seabed mining and other kaupapa like this, the kaitiaki from up in Te Tai Tukiro are definitely behind these kaupapa. So do you have any final major messages that you would like to share again with our whānau up here in Te Tai Tukiro, up here in Te Hiko Tika, in regards to the Oceanic Voices kaupapa?
Just that if you're listening to this and you're young and you're Māori and you want to stand up for our people and stop seabed mining too, reach out. We just launched Oceanic Voices on our Instagram account, and that's monitored as well. So if anyone's interested in helping us out, flick us a message, let us know, start that kōrero, and we can find a place to work together towards this goal for our people.
And absolutely. We are looking forward for the future projects that will also assist and support in banning seabed mining, as we want to see our mokopuna being able to experience the same environments that we have been able to experience through our upbringing. And thank you again, James, and appreciate you taking the time out to share this kaupapa. Hopefully that everybody is listening and wanting to get behind us. And so besides Instagram, for those ones who may not be on social media, are there any other ways that our whānau could get in and support this kaupapa?
Absolutely. There are lots of ways to either donate to the campaign, if that's your thing, on our website, or if you're more into having the kōrero and being a spokesperson on the issue, you want to find out more, you can always flick us an email at info@greenpeace.org as well.
All the best for the rest of your day, James, and we really hope that besides all these pressing issues before the government, that she is able to take notice and take a clear consideration of what the Oceanic Voices kaupapa is trying to push. So all the best for the rest of your day.
Kia ora. Thank you.
Ai, ko James Hita tērā, koia rā te kōrero no Ahipareia, no Te Hiko Te Ika, me tēnei kaupapa kia karoputi mai tātou katoa, kia haina tia tētahi peti ana, kia tuku ki tō tātou kāwanatanga, kia aukati wenei o ngā mahi, kirikiri i roto i o mātou moana mō te wā katoa, kia aukati, kia hakature tētahi pire pea mō tātou katoa, kia kawe ki te ai wenei o ngā mahi tūkino ki tō mātou tai au. Nō reira, mō tēnei wā te whānau, mau tonu mai ki tō tātou reo, irirangi o Te Hiko Te Ika, iwa tukau māwhitu, ira tahi te iarere.